Zois Chukas HaToyra, the parasha of Paraduma. Paraduma is Mitaher Tameim, Mitame Tehoirim. Im HaMelech says, Amarti Echkema, V'Yirachoykem Imenu, he doesn't understand. Paraduma. It's a choyk. Rashi brings Rav Moshe Hadarshan that says that the par is coming to be mechaper on Chet HaEgel. Tovoi ha'aim v'tekaneach tzoyas b'no. I wonder. Shloim HaMelech doesn't know. Moshe Hadarshan does know. Tzorach Bir. Also it's Tzorach Bir that on one hand we're saying that the par is mechaper on Chet HaEgel. On the other hand, the Para Aduma is Metaher. It's the Indian of Metaher Tameim. Is it Tahara or is it Kaporo? So the mice is like this. You know, first of all, we're asking if it's a Choyk. Moshe Darshan is saying a Pshat, so there's a Vort. From the Chanukah Satoira, it says in the Piyut by Parshas Para, Mimora Chuka Gozra. The Choyk was already Nigzar and Mora. And that's Miramis to an Indian that we know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that in Mora they were given Shabbos, Kibud Av, and Dinim. Oh, but there's a Girsa, Shabbos, Para Aduma, and Dinim. It was a Shaila if the Girsa was Chof Aleph or Pei Aleph. Is it Shabbos, Kibud Av, and Dinim, or Shabbos, Para Aduma, and Dinim? That was given in Mora. Akaponim mi Mora Chuka Gozra. Now Mora was before Chet HaEgel. Mora, Avad Egel was a choik at that point. Paradum is a choik. Even if you want to tell me it's Mechaper and Chayta Egel over Mimora Chuka Gozra. There was a choik here that was ready even before. Over the Emes is a little deeper than a Kuda is. The Chayta Egel is that Klal Yisrael on their own initiative, with their own das, wanted to come to this conclusion of making the Egel. And that's the mistake. That's why the whole Mishkan is a kaporek yidua, kashat tziva Hashem. We always do things only kashat tziva Hashem. Para Aduma is mechaper on the Chet HaEgel because it's a choik. Because even Shloim HaMelech didn't understand it. And it's necessary that Shloim HaMelech doesn't understand it. Because if he understands it, then it defeats the purpose. He doesn't understand it and we're doing it as choik. If he doesn't understand it and we're doing it as choik, that's how it's able to be mechaper on the Chet HaEgel. And that's good for the pshat. Why it's metaher? The reason why it's metaher is tumas meis comes from the chet eitz hadas all the way in the beginning, the shorish of chet eitz hadas, which was the same idea that Adam decides he wants to. He does his own initiative. He wants to take from the eitz hadas toivara. That brought moves to the world. The kapara for that is to understand that we don't understand. Mimora chuka gozra, and that choik. That choik is good for what's mechaper. That's why it's able to be mechaper on the Chet HaEgel, and that's why it's able to be metaher tumas meis, which comes from Chet Eitz Hadas. The shayrish of it all is because we don't know, and we don't understand, and afal pikein we do. That's the yesoid of choik. There's a maisa. Alexander Rebbe used to say over this maisa, a maisa shehoyhoi, shaloyhoi, I don't know, but it's a maisa. That there was once this bishop that he decided he wants to make a debate with the Yidden about their religion, and whoever's going to win the debate is going to be able to go against the other side and kill them. And the Yidden didn't know who to send into the debate, so they sent in this Pashti Yid, said he's going to be the one that's going to do it. And they had the questions and answers they were asking each other, and the Yid asked he asks him, Vos me, Einani Yedea. So the bishop says, Chveshnish! So right away, before I came on the ice, right away, all the goyim saw it. The first question on the debate, the bishop doesn't know. They threw him off the platform, they killed him. So they asked the Pashti Yid, he said, how do you have such a goyimus? How do you have such a goyimus to chap this ice? He says, no, I've been a Pashti Yid. There's a sefer, it's called Ivritaych, it says the Taych of words. I saw by any a day, it says Chveshnish. So I saw it. I went to the Rav. I asked the Rav of the Shtot, I said, Vos made any a day? Said, Sefer doesn't know it. The Rav doesn't know. Zichah, the bishop doesn't know. No kind of bragging. Kach ad kana meisa. Oh, but Alexander Rebbe said. He said it's moiridik. He says, you see from here what an ichveishnisht could bring the Yeshua. Because that's the Yesod of Por Aduma. The Choik is the accepting that we don't understand everything. Over accepting that we don't understand it and doing Afal Pikein, that's the Yesod of Choik. Now, Por Aduma is the Choik. And everyone says, oh, but there are other mitzvahs, sichlius, aseres, adibris, basically a sichlius, like sirta, like signoi, those are the sichlius, the commandments. It's a dover pella. Klal Yisrael took the Torah, they said nasa v'nishma, but when the Rabbi Nishlan offered the aseres adibris to the different umois, mitzvah sichlius, he's not offering them a paraduma aza. And every one of them said a siruv to one of them. Esav doesn't want my sirtzach, al-charbach, asichyeh, Yishmael doesn't want Geneva, Leisignav does not to him, Yodoy Bakoil, Yad Kolboy, Amon and Moyev doesn't want Leisinov because their Homahus, their Yitzira came from Niuf. Mitzvah Sichlius! And you get a 9 out of a 10. You're not going to make the cut. If you accept Choik, then you're able to accept Kolotar Kul. If you think you're going to accept it with Sichlius, you're not going to get a 10 on the test. You're always going to get a 9 out of 10. There's something going to flop through. That's posh. If you accept it as choik, then yeah. And that's the pshat. Doma ben Asino was gevaldik, the goy was gevaldik in his kibbut av. And the next year it was noilad a paraduma. Why a paraduma? It was a kitchrik. Even a goy does kibbut av. So they said, yeah, that's kibbut av. But we'll see what happens. Yidden are willing for paraduma. We said already that was the shayla on the girsa. Mimora chuka gazra was in Mora. Remember, it's a sphere in Rashi, you should know. In Sanhedrin, the Gemara says, Klor, that in Moru they were given Shabbos kibbut av and dinim. But again, Rashi in Parshas Bashalach says Shabbos paraduma and dinim. So with those that suggested it was a mistake, it had said chof aleph, which meant kibbut av. Then someone fixed it to pay aleph, and then the next chofim switched it to paraduma. But the truth is, Rashi in Mishpatim says both. He says Shabbos kibbut av, paraduma and dinim. Probably the mistake word, it said Shabbos kibbut av the kibbut ein. Probably that's what it said. It said chof aleph the chof aleph. And then someone fixed it to kibbut av and paraduma. But that's the connection between the kibbut av and the paraduma, because when you accept choik, then you can accept everything. The pasuk says, "V'lokhu latome me'afar sreifas hachatos." So the Sforim writes, "It's Rosh Tevis lemoishe." Latome me'afar sreifas hachatos is the same letters as lemoishe and as shloimo. Shloimo HaMelech didn't understand. So the letters here, the feet of Seder, it's Lemoyshe. But when it's like a Seder, it's Shloima. Shloima didn't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu Matasarei Ma'at Malikim. But Shloima Melech says he doesn't understand. Now, Bemis, what does Shloima not understand? Metar Tamei, Metami Tahir. He doesn't understand that concept. He doesn't understand. Metar Tamei, Metami Tahir. Moshe Rabbeinu had the same kasha. There's a connection. Latomi Ma'atasarei Pesachat, this is Rosh Tevis. Moshe and Shloima the same. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Gemara says, "Nipnei ma yesh tzadik v'raloi loshe v'toyvoi." Why is bad things happening to good people? This is the same question. It's a question in the secret of the whole universe. But that was the question. Shloima Melech says, "I don't understand." Amati echkom of Yerachakman. He doesn't understand the tahir to meim, metami tahir. Moshe Rabbeinu also doesn't understand. It's the same kasha. Tzadik v'raloi. And what does the Rabbi Yisrael answer Moshe Rabbeinu on this kasha, this tifa kasha, this paraduma dike kasha? Herul Kesher Shal Tefillin. We once said over this part. Where are the Kavart? What's Kesher Shal Tefillin? How is that a teretz to this deep question? Shat Azeh. I think it's in Virshu, Daf Yoyim Ba'alocha Mishnah Berurah, up to this halacha today, that by the Ritzuas of the Tefillin, the Ritzuah of the Yamin, the right Ritzuah, has to be longer than the left Ritzuah. So the Sfarim explain why. Because the right Ritzuah represents the Yamin. Chesed, what we see, what we perceive as good of HaKadosh Baruch. And the left is Din, Gvura. And we always have, in Kabbalah, we have that the Yamin is Mesgaber on the Smoil. So we want that the Ritzu of the Yamin should be larger, longer than the Ritzu of the Smoil. To be Mersamel that the Yamin is Mesgaber on the Smoil. Oh, but that's by the Ritzu in the front. But by the Kesher Shel Tefillin, it's the same Ritzu tied up in the knot, in the Shoyrish, in the Kesher of it. There's no Yamin and small. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. The Hashem that's Midas Chesed, and Elokeinu that's Midas Adin, it's really Hashem Echod. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, Mitneimai Yesh Tzadik V'Rali. But Shloim HaMel is asking, Mitara Temei, Mitami Torim. It's Shtimtnish. The Rabbanish Lam's teretz is that Kesher Shal Tefillin shows you that it's all from him. And you accept it as choik. You accept it as choik. But when you say that you accept it as choik, how does that relate to us? The pshat is, a yid muzton. A yid has to do. You must battle yourself to the Rabbi Nishloilo. For Aduma Bechlau, and Gansen, and Sreifa, you totally must battle. Totally must battle the Indian. And a yid has to do. I think we spoke the other week. A lot of the Svarim explained what was the chait of the Meraglim. The Moshel, on one hand, they thought that they're not going to be Matzliach to be Mezgaber on the Malchi Canaan. So were they right or wrong? It's Takaskiri, the Lamed Aleph Malchi Canaan. Teretz says, if you're holding on the Raimah's Reg, you're able to. And then you have the Siyat of the Shema'at of the Rabbi Shalom, you're able to. No, they thought maybe they're not holding their Bible. They're not on the right Madrega. They're not holding. I don't know. Could be. That's all the mistake. A person has to do. A person has to do and believe in himself that he has the koiches. That's what it says. The Kotzka says of they saw themselves small. You're not supposed to see yourself like that. You're supposed to realize that you have the koich. And if you accept as choik, then you're able to be matzlich. The Sfarim write that Parah Aduma is Gematria Purim. That's of course Parah Aduma without the Vav. Parah Aduma with the Vav is Gematria 340. That's a Gematria Mechaper. And it's also Gematria Shom. It's interesting because in Mora, we mentioned this earlier, in Mora it says Shom Som Loi Choyku Mishpat. Now, where's the remez that Parah Aduma was given in Mora like that, Girsa? So some say Choyk. Choyk is Parah Aduma. But the other part is Shom. Shom Som Loi. Shom is Gematria Parah Aduma. But that Parah Aduma with above. Parah Aduma without above is Gematria Purim. V'nahapachu. Parah Aduma is the Mahapecha. Is Mitzavecha Metami Tahir, Metami Tahir. Metar Tamei, Metami Tahir. Also, Parah Aduma is Mechapra on the Chayte Egel. The Meredith Koyach of making a Mahapecha. By the Egel, they took Zohav, which is dead, and turned it into an Egel Chai. And the Kapora is that with fire, you take a Porah that's Chai, and you turn it into Efer that's Mes. Koich of Eish, the Koich, that Koich of Eish, Eish Torah, that it has Kabbalah to Koich to make a Mapecha. That's the Nakuda, another Nakuda in the Machata. There's one more Nakuda that the Sfarim will talk about, the Paraduma, the Taratmeh, and the Tamit Tehoirim. Every person has Yimei Ava and Yimei Sina. Yimei Aliyah and Yimei Yerida. Metaher Tamei and Metami Tahirim, you have to realize that the Koyach to be Mis'ale comes from those Yimei Yerida. Sheva Yipo Tzadik, and because of those seven Nefilos become. Not in spite of those Nefilos. Sheva Yipo Tzadik, and so leave the Nefilos become. From the Yimei Sina comes the person as Matzmiach. Yimei Tahara. That's how it works. There's rainy days also. So the emes, it would be sunny all the time. It would be a midbar, nothing would grow. Comes the rain, and it's muddy, and it's dirty, and it's a blotter. And from them vaxman, together with the sun, lachamal afterwards, avazoi vaxlich. That's how it is in a person's life. There's the Yimei Aliyah and the Yimei Yerida. We always say over from the stipler, and the stipler in Birchas Peretz, Parshas Bamidbar, that's Torah in Parshas Bamidbar, it says, V'hoya b'mkoyim asher yoyimer loy ami atem yeyomer lechem v'nei keel choy. So he touches it up from the place. Mi mokim b'mokim asher yoyimer loy ami atem. From that place, from that nefilah that you read the way you were holding, from there comes the madrega that afterwards you say v'nei keel choy. So the Shfaitl explains, he says a chiddush, he says a person doesn't have a drive for ruchnius as much as he has for taitus. That's where the person made the tzura of the nesayim. What gives a person the drive to not just feel that he's in cruise control in Ruchnis is because he had the Yeridus. And then he has to Steifach, he has to Shachon Zuchot. And then he Steifach even more. But if you wouldn't have them, so it's time, Voltegeven, stop it, Mumu, Voltegeven, Mesameh, Bechelko, Voltegeven, Tagan. Dafka from those, from the, so the Yemei Tumah and the Yemei Tahara, they're interconnected. And that's another Nakud in the Soid of Paraduma. Pasuk says you're supposed to take a parah asher ein b'mum asher loy ola aleha oil. There's a part. Someone who thinks he has no mum, he thinks he's mamish gevaldik, it's because Hashemoy Olam Oil. A man is showing a tzaddik pakert. He doesn't even wasn't even makabel oil yet. The person has makabel oil. Then is what to talk about. By the seder of the avoid over here, it says by the par by the achon, it says v'osaf ish tohar. There's a vort from the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that day. He does this a lot. The Balaturim a lot of times does this concept, the chidah, that you take a word where it says in the Torah in Tanakh and where it says that same word in two or three other places, and it's connected in the Mesoirah, those words. So he says, it says v'osaf ish tohar. He says it's a simen for the door of Ikfas of the Mashiach. He says like this. In one place over here, it says v'osaf ish tohar. There's another pasuk in Melachim. It says v'osaf hametzoyra. And then there's a third place in Yeshaya. It says v'osaf nidche yisro. So he explains. You know, Chazal say ein ben David bo el oil dar shakulei chaya v'dar shakulei zakay. David HaMelech is not going to come. Mashiach doesn't come until it's going to be a dar shakulei chaya v'kulei zakay. Emes is the Chofetz Chaim explains that means it's going to be a dar that. It's going to be both, yeah? Kenesh Vartan. Over the Kulei Chayiv next are going to be Kulei Chayiv, the Kulei Zaken next are going to be Kulei Zaken. Decide where you want to be. But he says that's the remnants of these psukim. But Osaf Ishtahar, there's no, it's gathered in, there's no Ishtahar. That's Kulei Chayiv. But Osaf HaMetzoira, that's a Dorsha Kulei Zaken. The Metzoira was Nefah, he's not there. And then, when you're holding there, then it's for Osaf Nidche Yisrael. That's a remnant. That's when there's going to be the Ikkus of the Mashiach. The shochat oiso lefonav the shchita. The emes is it's a sugya arucha in yuma daf nem gimel a big arichus about the different avoidus of the paraduma. Which one needs a koyin? Which one is kosher bizarre? The most even the shchita. The machleik is ramish mol a big sugya. If the shchita is bizarre or b'koyin or needs koyin gadol. And then Kaseder, the whole blan and half, the whole sack of Atari, because the psukim keep on changing. Sometimes it says a hakoyin, sometimes it says a lozor, sometimes it says ish, and it's a whole sack of Atari. Which chalokim of the Seder of the Pora needs kahuna, which is bizarre, which is looking God, a whole arich is there. But on the Kaponim state, the shachat oisa lefonav, so according to the Ma'ad Yomar that the shchit is ksheir bizarre, it says, the shachat oisa lefonav, shahazor shoichit, the elozor roya. It says a lozor stands there to watch. So interesting. Shai with Achronim asked, why does a lozer have to watch? Eidecha nana bisurim. What do you need a lozer for? By all shechita, eidecha is enough. You don't need two eidim by shechita. So the emphasis is the shai. Why takan after? Some things you need two eidim. So the derekah we say eidecha is nemon. Eidecha is nemon. Even though it's keneged, there's a cheskes eidim and achai. Eidecha is nemon. Eidecha nana bisurim. But over here by Paradumo, there's two chazokas. First of all, there's cheskes eivim and achai of the shechita of the par. But second of all, you want to take this par, make the whole process, turn it into eifer, add water, and then use it to be matar someone who's becheskes tumah. And if it's not a good Paradumo, because it wasn't shechted right, and didn't slot the process right, so it's not kosher eifer Paradumo. So you're contending really with two chazokas, the cheskes eivim and achai of the par of Nitchila, and then also the cheskes tumah of the person potentially waiting to get tar. So that means two eidim ready. So shachat oisal afonov. Then you can't follow the fun on the eidecha. The eidecha negative two chazokas. Targum Yonis says something else. The Targum Yonis says the shachat oisal afonov. You should be boided all 18 traitors, the simoni traitors, to check. There is a tapella. How can you tell? There are some simonim of traitors that you can't tell. The Gemara even says how do you makar a carbon oil? Let's say you can't know if it was a traitor. You rely on roiv. Semach on roiv. So the Gemara brings the Raya Yisaymachan right from this. So how could he check the paradum? You check it and then you burn the whole thing. How do you know? So there's a pshat. Interesting the pshat. Tosfos says in Shabbos Daf Chav Beis that the Anane Kovoid had a gevaldik of koyach that you were able to see. It had X-ray vision. You were able to see Masha B'toich HaKli. As I say in Tosfos, that the Anane Kovoid had this koyach that you were able to see what's inside something. So Kaponim, he says this first part of the Duma of Moshe Kaponim was able to have, you didn't have to rely on Roy, you were able to have the Bedika of the Trachis with the, took an X-ray.
I heard that the Ramon in Hradeo gives another simon to put your hand on the...
Yeah, but it's a shirt from the Gemara, meaning the Gemara says we rely on Roy. I don't know all of the Zerah Deyanam, but the Gemara says that from a carbon oil, it's a raya that was below the Chanroi, because there's no way to check. That's what the Gemara says. So we're saying that now it's different. Then it was different. It's, to make the, that it's always different, then you're going against the Gemara. Zoysa Toira, Adam Ki Yomas Ba'oyel, famous Gemara, Brachis Amrish Lakish, Ein HaToira Miskayin Ela V'misha Mei Misatzmei Aleh. Chofetz Chaim said a beautiful mashal. It was a great soicher. It was very busy with his business always. And he, because he had time to daven, because he had time to learn, and he was suddenly in a soicher that machibosa b'loma a little bit, and he decided he's going to start the day differently. He's going to daven with kavana and learn for a few hours, and he'll start the day at 10 o'clock after waking up at 6. Yeah, learning for a few hours. And business people started coming that had dealings with him and this, and they're coming knocking, and they're looking for him on the phone. That's right. Before the time, that's right. They're knocking on the door, they're asking his wife where he is. And after a few days, she chapped after snitch that the business is first starting late, what's going to be. So he says, no, this is my new schedule. So then I'm going to. She says, yeah, what would be? The custom is this, we're going to lose. He said, if I would be dead, what's going to give in? Till 10 o'clock, I'm dead. Adam ki yomis ba'oil. You have to give me a sat mail. You have to give me a sat mail. But it's a beautiful pshat, b'derech drash. Zoysa toira odom ki yomis ba'oyel. Kol asher ba'oyel, right? When there's a mace in the oil, the whole oil becomes tummy. The whole oil, everything that's in the oil, also becomes tummy. It's on the other end of the room, it's covered over in the same oil. You're in the same room with it, becomes tummy. Odom ki yomis ba'oyel. If you have an emes, a person whose name is Atmai Baha'u'llah Shal Torah, and he's in the oil Shal Torah, a choshev yid that zits by mshtender, be'emes, with a farnem, and his name is Atmei Aleh. Kol Asher Ba'oyel Yitma. Anyone else that's in that base medrash, it's contagious. They can also get fachaf. They can also get mushfa from him. They're also going to be zoicha to be Meimis Atmei Aleh. Mishtel Tachsu Tiyena Meimis Atmei Aleh. So then Kol Asher Ba'oyel Yitma. Anyone that's tzaman with them in the oil. With tzaman with them, that's already enough. The oil is in Yeshiva Smir. It's one great yeshiva. You have to know that there are mainest Atmei Aleh that you didn't over here. There was a Kenzichstustelen. And they say that since there's a tunnel going through the different dining rooms, so the Etzim Takal, Oiskahalan, and the Gedarim from Tumas Oil. Even if not, they're of Drash. The Gansar ruin the room from the yeshiva. This Yidden was his mainest Atmei Aleh. That's the two Klepen today. And the emesis, you don't even have to, because Kol Asher Ba'oil. Kol Asher Ba'oil. There's another member in Shabbos on this pasuk Adam Ki Yomis Ba'oil. Omer Rabbi Yechon La'olam Al Yimna Adam Atzmoi Midibrei Torah. Afilu Mishas Miso. She'em Ezois HaTorah Adam Ki Yomis Ba'oil. And it's brought down La'aloch in Yerodei in Hukas Talmud Torah. A person has the Bezunda Radach, he has the Chiyav Afilu B'yoy Moisoi. There's a Labusa. Afilu B'yoy Moisoi. A person has to learn Torah. I heard a Mordechai the Gezach from a Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, Kiyadua, he was called Kulei Torah. Kiyadua, every word he said, however it was tied in, whatever the matar was, the topic was Torah. He was making under that. He said there were different gedolim with different akudas for some madrash under and yon. There's midas, there's amuna, there's chesed, there's faith. But Moshe Shmuel is meant Torah. But the word exactly, the shitosid, a beautiful word, the whole machusah of the word is the shitosid. It's nohog before a person's nifter. It's coherent. The left is off, it's up to Vidoy, and then you say Shema Yisrael. It's an expression, Yidden Zod and Shema Yisrael, Far the Ptir. The Pashtis is an expression of Amunah. Expression of Amunah, the last thing, Far the Yitzim and Oilam. The Achroz of Amunah, Hashem Alikain, Hashem Afad. So Moshe Shmuel said, no, it's Limud HaTorah. The first thing the person is supposed to cut in Hayyidei Ladaber, Ofer Melandi Torah, teaches him Shema Yisrael. The Ptivot, Shema Yisrael. The pasuk Gemara Nedarim, the etzem, the ikr, the chiyev is a few kriyas mashachras ba'arus. My soul is a bit different Torah. This time is zot shmai soul, but the left the otem and does is chayev odem lumoi Torah. He will be a moist. He says nish the moon. So eich adav. Aber Moshe Shmuel is zot is Torah. Chimach by Torah, the soif by Torah. It's under a cook of the Indian. Now odem ki yomis ba'oil, a person has to be menis atzmai aleo. The Sfarim right, what does it mean menis atzmai aleo? You have to be menis yatzmius. The pasuk in Veschanon, Hashem says pshat. The pasuk says Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klai Yisrael. He says Anoichi oimei ben Hashem uvein Eichem. That Moshe Rabbeinu says I was in between. He says he reads it Anoichi. A person's Anoichi is a person's Yeshus, a person's Egin and Zachin and Giyasin and things that he has. That's what's preventing it. That's what's a mechita between him and Hashem. Anoichi oimei ben Hashem uvein Eichem. Adam ki yomus bo'oil meimus atmoy alem. Hargetzich nish. You have to hargetzich the atmius. That's the whole paraduma. Totally burn it. Bittul hayeshus. This forum talk about it a lot. That paraduma represents the bittul hayeshus. And that's connected into adam ki yomus bo'oil. To be meimus the anoichius. There's an interesting derher. Be careful how you say this. I mean, what's it a mensh? About a mensch is nicht a malach, and a mensch is nicht a guf. A mensch is both. A mensch, this is what I want to talk about. A mensch is the chibur between a guf and a neshama. So a person's not only a neshama. We misquoted it. A person's of either a guf with a neshama. Nicht nor a neshama. Nicht nor a guf. Oh, but it's an interesting thing. An Odom is kecheres and nishbar. Odom is like a kecheres. You have in the dorm of Kalim becoming Tumah, there's a yesodic kechilut for the kecheres and any other kli. Klicheres is metame only mitoichoi, not migabo. If the sheret touches the outside the kli, it's not tome, only if it goes into the toich of the kli. Other kelim become tome migabo. Also, a klicheres, there's no way to be metare. Shvirosa, you have to break it. And this is connected, it's a moira de kazana. All other kelim, zov, kesef, nechoshes, eitz, oiferes, materials, they're materials, they have a certain chashivas. They are what they are. They're zov, kesef, nechoshes. That's what they are. And then you yoitzer it into a kli. It has a tzur of a kli. But besides that, it's a kli. The zahav is zahav. The eitz is eitz. It's a zach. It's one of the. It's a material. It's a choymer. It's a choymer. So if a sheret touches the choymer on the outside, the kli is tame. Put that kli into a mikvah. The kli, the zahav, the kesef, put it into the mikvah. A kli cheres is drer. It's garnish. It's earth. It's nothing. It's drer dalim. The whole mitzvah of a kli cheres is the tzura that you made it into a kli. The walls is not, it's not, it's cheres, it's garnished. How does it become tummy? You metame the kli. What's the kli of a kli cheres? The halal. That's the kli. The material of it is not a material. It's drer dalim, it's garnished. And that's all, there's no way to be putting it in the mikvah. What are you putting? The whole of donuts putting in the mikvah. You're putting the halal into the mikvah. What were you talking about? Break the cheres, smash the shmetit, start again. Make it again. You make it another kli. It's the same cheres. You soften it, you make it again. Oh, but this is nakuda. As I was marking before, a mensch is a klicheres. A mensch is a yeguf. Show him as a guf, shmarte. Over the etzem, a person has to realize his name is the atzmei aleh. The ikr is the neshama. The ikr is realizing that the etzem, the mahusi is a klicheres. The ikr is the mashiyesh betoicha. Mashiyesh betoicha. The sugi of the Chek Mei Meriva. There's so many mahalchim over here. What exactly was the Chek? Rashi Kipshutim learns because Moshe Rabbeinu hit the Evan and he didn't speak to it. And so he learns, and that's what Rashi says, but there's many other mahalchim. The Ben Ezra says because he hit it twice. He brings another chat to Ben Ezra because they should have said Shira, he didn't say Shira. Other pshatim is because there was a chasarn of Betochen. Many different mahalchim. There's an interesting, the Sfarim write this idea. Moshe Rabbeinu be'emes has a koyach of dibor to talk to the rock. Koyel koyel Yaakov. And had Moshe Rabbeinu taka spoken, so then he was using this tzura of hanhoga of dibor, and then entering Eretz Yisrael also, the koyach to be menatzeach on the lamed aleph malchi knan would have been with the koyach of dibor alein. And then Moshe Rabbeinu would have been able to go in, and it wouldn't have required milchama. But because Moshe Rabbeinu picked the andra mahalach, the mahalach of hakor, that represents that Klal Yisrael is a different madrega, that the way to go into Eretz Yisrael now is going to be with milchama, with hakor, shloginzach. And that's for Yeshua, that's a different halachah, it's a different Seder Advarim, it's a different mahalach. And he was nenashed if not to go in, but it's more than just nenashed. It changed the map of the Seder Shtauslas Advarim of how things are supposed to happen. Had he gone through with Dibur, then it would have been Suga Mat Viter, the whole Knesset of Yisrael would have been Diburdik. Another Nakuda. There's another Pshato, Murat Gazach. The Yalkut Shemoyni says, V'dibartim el Aselah. What's Vidibartem El Asela? So the Abba Shemoni says Vidibartem, he didn't say Vikisem. He says, when you have a little kid, you have to be mechanechim, and you have to teach him, not across the street. Maybe before he's 9 years old, you have to, whatever, you have to teach him. And if he doesn't listen, Megidda Frask, you hit him, you can't talk to him, he's fresh Danish. You have to mechanechim with Yaakov. But afterwards, when the Nar gets older, then you talk to him. That's why he's at the Abba Shemoni. Because the Abba Shemoni is being ramah, that the Emes originally, the first time Moshe Rabbeinu was told, in Shmois, he was told, yeah, to hit the rock. Yeah, that was when it was small. Now it got bigger. When it gets bigger, the child gets bigger, then he talked to him. So the rock had a bar mitzvah. What's a pasirta? So the pshat hazeh. The first time was before Matan Torah. And now it's after Matan Torah. The Yaakov Shemoni says, what was Moshe Rabbeinu supposed to say to the rock? Tzur, Toitzi Mayim. What was he supposed to say? A rhyme? What was he supposed to say? Zok the Alta Shemoni. Shanei Alot Perak Echad. Zok Ashtitl Torah. Say a Mishnah, a Perak, a Pshat Narambam. Say a Torah. Zok Torah. And then Mayim comes out. That's the Metzias. The first time was Farman Torah. Farman Torah is with Hakko. But it's Faith Amol. It's Faith Amol. It's Shanei Alot Perak Echad because the Koyach Torah. Nochman Torah, the Koyach Torah. That's what it means. When the kid is small, before Erez Makabal given Torah. Then the kid becomes his Melandoi. Then you can talk to him. The Torah can suppose bring in the Mayim. Avada, this Mayim represents Torah. I think it's interesting. Afterwards, there was a Shira. Oz Yosher Yisroel. That's a Shira. Azois Ali Be'er Enu Lo. The Rechaim Kodesh has a big arichas here on the Indian of the Shira. It's past that it's going on a Shira on Torah. He has all kinds of pshatim, how to learn into the words there. That it's going on the different Seder of Kleisos accepting the Torah. So I thought of an interesting shot. This Gemara Megillah, that's the Zayin, Gemara says, Kol Ashiros Kulon, Nechtovos Ariach al Gabi Levena, Velevena al Gabi Ariach. All of the Shiras that are in the Torah are written in the Tzura of Ariach al Gabi Levena, like you saw by Oz Yoshin, a line and then the other line coming in the other way. Ariach al Gabi Levena. Except for Shirazu means that Sarah's been home, the Gemara is talking about here, and Malchei Knan, that it's Ariach al Gabi Ariach and Levain al Gabi Levain, just two straight lines. Call the Shira's Kulan. So the Sfarim ask, you have the Shira over here, the Shira of the air. If you open the Sefer Torah, it's written regular, straight lines. Not Ariach al Gabi Levain and Levain al Gabi Ariach, but also not Ariach al Gabi Ariach, but Levain al Gabi Levain. And I would be moist if we spoke last week, the Lashon of the Gemara, avoid the convention, it's not, the Lashon of the Gemara is Call the Shira's Kulan. Now we spoke last week. Kol ha'olam kulay. Kol ha'ega kulam kedoshim. We spoke. We said because if it didn't say kol ha'olam kulay, you could say ruvei kulay, right? Like the Gemara in Hayri is that gimel. B'chol ha'tayra kula kaimel and ruvei kulay. B'chol ha'tayra kula. And we don't say kol ha'shiras kula. It's either ariach al gabi levena or ariach al gabi ariach. Here it's faglat again. As far as ask what's the pshat. It's assurance v'semes. I'm not exactly understanding what he's saying, but maybe. He says because it's Torah Shebalpeh. I think what he means is Avadah is a pesukim in Torah Shebaksav, and Avadah is a shira. State Oz Yosher Yisro. It's a shira. So Rishon bring down that it's a shira that's written red. Over he says Vayis Al Pesuki Atoyra it's Torah Shebaksav. Over it's shira. The shira Sheboy is Torah Shebalpeh. So it doesn't have to have the tzura of shira in the ksav. This that it's shira. The mahus of shira of this shira is Torah Shebalpeh. Avadah Oz Yosher is also. We saw that it's a shira. Pesukim in the Torah. Yeah. This Shira, the Shira is Tereshim Alpeh. Tzorach Pirush. I was thinking, Hargosha, this is a Shira on Torah. This is a Shira on Torah. Shira is written Ariach al Gabi Levena, or Ariach al Gabi Ariach. Either way, the Nakuda of the Tzura of Shira is that it's not regular, it's extraordinary, it's something different. It's not the regular Lachamol and Lachamol. There's Ariach al Gabi Levena, it has its Egan Tzura. It's shira. It's something yaitzim in a cloud. And Avada here is a shira. Of what's this shira? This is the shira of Torah. The shira of Torah is tmidim kisidron. The shira of Torah is gleich nochamol tok teglach tmidim kisidron. There is no. We said the derech remez nasa v'nishmas and perak chavdalit pasuk zayin. It's 24/7. That's a remez. It's the Shira from Torah, Stelta Haisandish, the Shira from Torah is Shura Achar Shura Achar Shura Machanat. Before I state, Sarm will talk about it, the Mesil Sharm brings this down. Al Kain Yegmar Moishlim, Pasuk says, Vayu Cheshboin, he wanted the Sikhoin on your Sikhoin. All this Sarm talk about this Pasuk. The Mesil Sharm gives a whole muscle, someone that went through a maze, he can come after this and tell you how you're supposed to go dork. Person has to make Cheshboinus. Not to live life stam, nor gecheshment, boy gecheshment. Same as Chassant of Pshat. We know the Mishnah says, "Yankev Oimer, Oilam Hadadayim Ale Proizder Lefnei Oilam Haba." Haskin Atav Chaba Proizder, because there's a kind of little track. When a person has to know, he's going into preparing himself for a track on Sakhakol. So Efshu, Oilam of Pshat. There's a steer in the Mishnayis. There's a steer in one Mishnah says a pair of Gal Mishnah. What it says, Ezu Chacham, Haloimid Mikol Adam. Ezu Kibur, Ezu Asher. State, Ezu Chacham, Haloimid Mikol Adam. For another Mishnah, Ezu Chacham, Haroy Es Hanoilot. So that's the under that. A steer. Ezu Chacham, Haloimid Mikol Adam. And Ezu Chacham, Haroy Es Hanoilot. The mice like this. On this pasuk of Eilu Al Kenya Emru Hamoishlam Vayu Cheshbain, the Gemara discusses that the MS, when a person goes up on Eilam Haba, Kol Echad Ve'Echad is Nichda Mechupasi Shal Chaveir. When a person gets upstairs, Kol Echad Ve'Echad is Nichda Mechupasi Shal Chaveir. What does it mean, Nichda? A person goes up and he sees Taka the MS, where a person has saw this work, what he was cutting in his Eilam Haba, and he sees what he, there's no kind of a sin in Eilam Haba, but there's the Muslim Nichman Nichbasa Shakhavir, it's a that you see that Yana's Milas got him to deer, and you become Nichman. So a person has to be loymed Mikol Odom. In what oifen? That he has to be Roya Sanoilod. Be Roya Sanoilod, Bayu Cheshboin, and realize that eventually, doesn't take that long even, that's like 80, 90, 100 years, and then you're Ayom Emes, and you're going to be Nichman Nichbasa Shakhavir. The eighth has to be loymed Mikol Odom. Trach, yes, Shoy. Of seeing Milas Chaveroi, what you can learn from it, Tzadamim mit Roya es Hanoilod, realizing what's going to be, and then you can talk a be, Boyu Cheshboin, and be Menaseach, and Haskin Atzmacha Beproizdor, Kedeshit Konis Lachrach.